hugely dominant figure as a singer in the period after the war, really only comparable to somebody like Maria Callas. I mean, Maria Callas brought alive a whole new repertoire in Italian opera, and Fischer Dieskau mainly brought about this sort of huge importance in the post-war period of the rediscovery of German song. And I think it had an importance historically because after the war, it brought a sort of new image, or not a new image, but a renewed image of a sort of poetic Germany, a quiet Germany. I mean, his quiet singing was absolutely extraordinary. And he was, in a way, an ambassador for the new Germany in the 1950s.
And tell me a little bit more about the Lieder as an art form.
It really starts, properly speaking, with Schubert, who took poems of the 18th century and poems by contemporaries of his and great figures like Goethe, and he set them to music, but he set them to music in a new way. I mean, people had always been setting words to music, and they'd even been using keyboards, but what happened was that the new technology of the piano meant that the piano could become an equal partner with the voice, and it's an art form of incredible power and incredible subtlety, and that's something that Fischer Dieskau really brought alive. He had an incredible hunger to do a huge range of these songs. It's a very beautiful sound, and I think also an incredible sense of drama. I mean, when I saw him on stage, which I did towards the end of his career in the 1980s, he was the most dramatic performer you could imagine. He could use a song like Erlkönig, probably Schubert's most famous song, his first great success, in which a boy is riding through a forest on a horse with his father and is sort of under assault by this evil spirit. He brought the three characters of that song hugely alive and made it one of the most terrifying evenings in a theatre, as it were, that I've ever heard, even though the song only lasts 4 minutes.
And his relationship with another of Schubert's song cycle, Winterreise, was extraordinary. I mean, you've sung it as well. Why is it so challenging?
Winterreise is the thing that really gave Lieder within the classical canon the same status or an equal status with these grand genres like symphony or piano concerto, because Winterreise is a song cycle that is 70 minutes long, so it's a vast piece of romantic expressiveness. I think Fischer Dieskau made it anew for audiences. He sang it many, many times in his career. I mean, he first sang it when he was in a prisoner of war camp in Italy, an American prisoner of war camp at the end of the Second World War. He recorded it commercially 6 or 7 times, both with his regular piano partners like the wonderful Gerald Moore, but also with famous pianists like Alfred Brendel. And he was just always trying to find a new take on it.
And you've spoken about seeing him on stage perform, but what was he like as a person, do you know?
He was very unexpectedly affectionate and warm. I mean, like, to me, he was this great hero of my teenage years. I first met him when I went to Berlin to try and make a television documentary about him. And then when I became a singer, I went to visit him sort of nervously to sing to him. But in latter years, I went to visit him at his house to have a chat, to have coffee, and he just would sort of give me a great big bear hug. He was a very tall, sort of impressive man of very impressive bearing. But he could be very funny and very, very warm.
Und sein kleiner Teller bleibt ihm immer leer. Keiner mag ihn hören, keiner sieht ihn.